This is week six of our Digging Deeper podcast. Today I wanted to focus on the idea of Safek Derabanan Lekula. Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, as we mentioned this week, introduces to us the idea that B'shel Sofrim, B'shel Torah Halacha Achar HaMachmir, B'shel Sofrim Halacha Achar HaMekel, that on a Din D'Oraisa, on a Safek, we go after the Chumra opinion, and on the Derabanan we go after the lenient opinion. And Tosfos has a discussion about how that is applied. Rashi, he says, uses that to say that whenever there's two opinions in the Gemara, there's one and then an Ika D'Amri, that we always, on a Derabanan, we're always going to follow after the second Ika D'Amri. Not necessarily the more lenient opinion, but the second opinion. And then the Riva says, no, that every Ika D'Amri is always a secondary answer to the first one, and therefore that first one is always going to be the proper answer. But he then quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam simply says that the way we apply it is Savek d'Oraisa l'chumra, Savek d'Rabbanan l'kula. So when we focus on the concept of Savek d'Rabbanan l'kula, the question we want to ask ourselves today is, how far do we take it? And let me give you the following scenario. If a person wants to count Sfira, what is the earliest time for him to count? Says Tosfos, you can count the Omer even at Bein HaShemashos. Even though it's not Vaday Laila, you can count the Sfira. And you can even make a bracha on the Omer. Why? Because nowadays, counting the Omer is only a Din D'Rabbanan. There's a suffix whether Bein HaShemashos is considered Laila or not. Since it's a suffix on a Derabanan, suffix Derabanan Lahakal. Comes along the Ran, and the Ran says, wait a minute. Yeah, true, it's suffix Derabanan Lahakal. But why don't you just wait a few minutes? Just wait another 10 minutes, and then you can recite Count Sfira, or count the Omer, and fulfill the obligation according to everybody. So what exactly is the machlokas here between Tosos and the Ran? Perhaps the machlokas is whether we say Safek derabanan lekula is lechatchila, or it's only a bidyevet. Are you allowed to intentionally place yourself in a situation where you're going to take advantage of a Safek derabanan lekula, or are you required to, or do we only apply Savek D'Rabbanan L'kula in a situation when you've exhausted all your other options, or there aren't any other options? And in fact, this same discussion comes up by the Dalet Kosos. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us that a person is supposed to lean when they drink the wine at the Seder, but they're not sure whether you're supposed to lean by the first two kosos or the last two kosos. And therefore, since we're not sure, we should lean for all four. We have a great question to ask. Why lean at all? Is a suffix derabanan? The obligation to drink wine at the Seder is only a din derabanan. Suffix derabanan lakula. And therefore, we shouldn't have to lean at all when we drink our wine. And again, says the Ran, it's not a big tircha to just bend over a little bit and drink. So again, you see this idea from the Ran that Savek D'Rabbanan L'kula is not a lechatchila, it's only a bidyevet. Now perhaps the Rambam can serve to answer this question. The Rambam writes in his Sefer HaMitzvos that every mitzvah derabanan is included in the biblical prohibition of lo sasur. Now, if every mitzvah derabanan is included in the biblical mitzvah of lo sasur, what that means potentially is that every single mitzvah derabanan takes on the force of a din d'oraisa. And therefore, says the Ramban, hold on a second. How can you ever have a case of Suffolk Derabanan Lahakil. Because we're not dealing with a Suffolk Derabanan anymore. Because now the Suffolk is connected to Din Doraisa. The Ramban suggests that Kach Tiknu Meikara, perhaps the Chachamim, according to the Rambam, the Chachamim understood that when they apply the principle that all mitzvahs derabanan are included as part of the mitzvah of Lo Sasur, they also included in that mitzvah the idea that any suffik derabanan, we rule lahakel. And therefore, suffik derabanan lakula is mitam vadai, not mitam suffik. Which means that according to the Rambam, every situation of a suffik derabanan lakula is a lichadchila, because Chazal told us that whenever there's a suffik on a derabanan, it's not part of lo sasur, it becomes its own din, and therefore suffik derabanan lakula lichadchila. But we're still left with a machlokas. Let's say we have Tosfos and the Rambam on one side, and we have the Ran on the other. The Ran still tells us, still rules, that Savik Derabanan and Lakula is only a din bidyevid. And in fact, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, when he talks about the halacha of Sfiras HaOmer and Tav Pei Tes, he writes that a person should not lichatchila count the Omer during Bein HaShemashos, because a person shouldn't put himself in a situation where he has to rely on Suffolk Derabanan Lahakel. Sounds like he's choshesh further on. So how do we, is there a possible way to reconcile the Ran and the Ran to the Rambam and Tosfos? Some Achronim want to suggest that the only time the Ran says Suffolk Derabanan Lakula is a din bidi eved, or applies only bidi eved, are by mitzvos asei, derabanan, as opposed to an iser lav. When it's a positive action, a positive mitzvah, there the Ran is going to say, don't do it in a situation where you're putting yourself in a suffik, and you have to rely on suffik derabanan lakula, just wait a few minutes to fulfill it properly. But by an iser, he wouldn't say that suffik derabanan lakula is only bidyevet. Even he would agree that suffik derabanan lakula is a din l'chadchila. Want to add one more case to the concept of Savik Derabanan Lakula. If you have a situation where there are two guys who are trying to determine whether a certain action is appropriate or not, and it's a din derabanan that they're concerned about, but they're not sure what the halacha is. So you know what they say? Avar uvda v'hadros vinan. We'll do the action now, and then later we'll ask a question. We'll see whether it's right. We'll do it because we'll rely on Savik derabanan lakula, because we're not sure what the answer is. And then afterwards we'll find the later and see if we're correct or we were incorrect. Explain the Mefarshim. That is not Savik derabanan lakula. That's not a case where you can be lenient. That is a case of suffik machmas chesron yediyah. That's a suffik where you don't have the information. Just because it's true that it might be a suffik on a din derabanan, but if you don't have the knowledge to even make the determination, that's not called a suffik derabanan, which we rely on lakula. And that's what the Magen Avram writes. When a person wants to make a bracha on a food, if he doesn't know the bracha, you can't just say, oh, suffik derabanan lakula, I'm going to not make a bracha, or I'm just make a shahakol. Absolutely not. You have an obligation to find out what the halacha is. If you do your best to find out what the halacha is, and you speak to the Rav and get the answer, then you know what to do. And if you can't figure out the answer, then maybe you can rely on a shahakol at that point. But just to say, I don't know what the bracha is, suffik derabanan lakula, I'm not going to make a bracha at all, certainly that is not the classic case of Savik Derabanan Lakula, that's Savik Machmas Chesron Yediyah, and is Asr.